Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. It appears the majority of the states and territories will offer something to Optus customers whose driver's licences have been compromised in the recent cyber attack. Queensland, South Australia and WA will offer replacements free of charge. It appears New South Wales and Victoria will be chasing reimbursement from the telco for any replacement fees. Tasmania is offering to waive the fee for a new card. Labor's this morning introduced plans for a federal anti-corruption watchdog. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus providing the details to Parliament.
It will be able to investigate both criminal and non-criminal corrupt conduct and conduct occurring before or after its establishment. It will have the power to hold public hearings.
All eyes are on the small town in South Australia, with police warning a community in Yachunga in the Adelaide Hills that a dam burst is imminent. Those affected will spend at least another 24 hours away from their homes. Green groups are keen to see the rest of the country following in Queensland's footsteps when it comes to renewables. The state's announced a major green initiative worth more than $60 billion. The state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says it also includes new renewable targets.
Our new targets will be 70% renewable energy by 2032 and 80% by 2035. These targets will be legislated.
And there's been plenty of talk about the cost of living crisis, but we aren't seeing it in the retail spending figures. The ABSA turnover rose 0.6% in August. That's the eighth such monthly rise on the trot.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.